Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a video and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. A lot of you may have seen this very successful Netflix movie web series called Queen's Gambit. Today we have our own queen. That was a movie. We have our own queen of chess in real life, flesh and blood, Anupama Gokhale. Anupama, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and very nice of you to invite me. A chess player is always different from routine. Normally people go for more famous sports like cricket and football and everything. So on behalf of all the chess fraternity, I must thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much. Thank you. So Anupama is a chess player. She is an international woman master from 1985. She was awarded the Padma Shri in 1986, the Arjuna Award in 1990. She was the Asian Chess Queen in 1985 and 1987. She represented India in many international events. She has been a national and Asian champion, and she's been a medal winner at the Commonwealth Games. So Anupama, tell me, what would you say are three key milestones in your life or your career?
Fortunately, the first milestone came very early. I started playing chess in 1982, and in 1985, I won both my first international event, that was the Asian Junior Girls Championship. And in the same year, I also won the Asian Women Championship, which was a very, very prestigious event. Correct. Where even the Chinese and all the strongest player in Asia participated. So these both successes came at the same year, and it was a big, big milestone for me. And it played a major part in guiding my career, because I was very good in studies as well. Okay. So I was all the time thinking whether to continue with chess, because that means sidelining with my studies, because I was very interested in studying science. And many people told me you cannot accommodate all the practicals and doing practicals and everything, studies along with the chess. So chess will have to take a back seat. So these two successes, they played a major guiding role in my career, and that they defined that I will become a chess player.
Amazing.
Unfortunately, I had parents who encouraged me on whatever I wanted to pursue, my passion. So fortunately, I could continue.
Fantastic.
Then came, I think about 5-6 years later, I started doing well in open chess events as well, because these two were events for women only. So I started doing very well in open events where even boys or men participated. I stood second in National Junior Championship. I won Maharashtra State Championship, that is open event. And it was very well appreciated in the chess fraternity, because it was very rare at that time that a woman would, come and win a men's, because there were hardly any other women participants there.
Correct.
So you could call it men's championship as well, because I was the only woman participating there. Then I also won the All India Open Chess Championship. That was called Limca Open at Hyderabad. And that was the second milestone, you can say. It was that my good show in all these three events in the open chess tournaments. So that again, stamped that my passion is not baseless. It is very well founded on my hard work, and it, my hard work really paid off. And then in 1997, I won the record-making National Women Championship for the fifth time.
Wow.
So that was because there was, by that time, a lot of competition was coming up. Many young players were coming up, and it was a very challenging event for me to win that championship. I already had a kid also. And so I could prove that like having kid also, you can continue with your career and do very well in the chess events. So these three, you can say, are the milestone for me.
Wonderful. And amazing milestones. So, Anupama, tell me, why did you, when you were growing up, academically, you were brilliant, right? As you just said. And at that time, with parents who supported you for chess, you could have played any other game. What made you select chess?
It was my passion for the game, you can say, because it came quite accidentally, because I used to play chess at home with my father and my brother, you know, just like we play any other game I used to play. I did not even know the rules correctly of the game and just used to play as a pastime.
Okay.
But when in my school, they decided to send a team, then I gave my name and I used to like the sport from the beginning, you can say. And my passion for the game was the main, you know, guiding force in my continuing with the game.
Fantastic.
So for chess, I can tell you that passion is very important, because like in any other sport, you have to work very hard for chess. Because it is, you can say now, because the time I played chess, it was quite original. So there were no, but after the computers came in, there was a major change in scenario, and you have to work very hard nowadays, because you get to see the, many or most of the games online, and the information and knowledge you catch is has become very different, and you have to be all the time, you have to be updated. It was not so much during my time, as they are shown in the serial Queen's Gambit also. That time chess was more original. And nowadays it has become computerized, you know, you have to work a lot with your knowledge, update and everything.
Very interesting. So, you know, I'm going to ask you, since you spoke about Queen's Gambit for the thousands of our viewers and listeners, Queen's Gambit is a type of a move in chess, is that right?
Yeah, it is an opening, like a set of moves. First 5-6 moves, if you play that way, it is called Queen's Gambit. Queen's Gambit.
Okay. So, you know, Anupa, you're coming back to chess again. I'll come back to your second innings in chess a little later. But, you know, when you were earlier playing competitive chess, how did you prepare yourself for a big match?
It was done both technically as well as mentally. You had to be very strong to play a game. Because, as I said, chess is different from many games in many respects. Because in cricket, see, if you concentrate very well and score 98 runs and get out, okay, fine, you will miss your century and you will feel very bad about it. You missed just by 2 runs. But at least 98 runs you scored will be with you. That people can see that you got out on 98. But in chess, if you know, if you work very hard on the board and you get winning position, but you do some mistake in the end, just for the end 2 minutes, and you lose the game or you draw the game, only the score remains with you. If you lose the game, winning game also, the score of 0 points remains with you, and you don't get any bonus points for, you know, you were winning throughout the game.
Yes.
So literally you have to concentrate from beginning till your opponent signs the score sheet. You have to concentrate on that. So it's very, very difficult. So you have to focus on both physical stamina as well as mental stamina. There's a misconception that chess is a only mental game, so you don't have to prepare physically, but it is not so. In Soviet Union, that time it was the Soviet Union, so the sport was it was taught in schools in Soviet Union, and the players who used to come up, they were encouraged to take one physical game as well to keep the physical stamina. You know, so many players are were good in football and other sports. They used to take up that game. So you have to be physically fit. So I used to do yoga that time to keep myself fit.
Okay.
And it is a very good for your mental and physical balance. And of course, technically, you have to prepare very high. As I said, that time there were no computers. So we used to maintain registers manually. We used to write what our opponent plays. And, you know, it's a kind of tree, sort of tree, you know, that if I play this move, he will have a choice of 5 moves. Then again, if he plays 5 moves, each time I have got a choice of 2-3 moves. Like it goes on like that. So that tree we used to maintain in register. And so we used to carry all those things with us wherever we went for tournaments. So our luggage used to be quite heavy that time.
Very interesting.
So like this way we used to prepare for the game.
Fantastic. So, you know, it has often been said that it is relatively easy to get to the top. And I'm saying easy only for sports people like you who are already at the top. But it's very difficult to stay there. You were at the top for almost 2 decades. What did you do differently?
That is very true, because to maintain yourself, because all the time the competition is coming, new players are coming up. And that is only through hard work. I can say that real success is achieved only through hard work. That's mm-hmm. what I feel always. That, okay, there can be some smart ways of doing it, but there are no shortcuts. And you have to work very hard for that. And I used to work very hard on my chess to remain on top.
Amazing. You decided to work with Bharat Petroleum, but you decided to retire from Bharat Petroleum because you wanted to devote time to chess again. Tell me, what are your plans now with chess?
Well, I joined Bharat Petroleum basically because that was the norm of those years, because there were no sponsorships that time in the sports field. There may have been some sponsorship for cricketers or something, but for other sports, the time was very difficult. Nowadays, things have changed and many chess players get sponsorship, and it has become a very positive thing. And it's a very good thing that they get picked up at a very young age. So that time we used to work as sportsmen, and they used to give some time concession, half day concession to prepare and to get time to prepare for your sport and everything. So that is why I joined Bharat Petroleum. And there were many sportsmen that time and with the bank and all, and I was the first person to join the petroleum sector. And afterwards many people came, and many people joined other sports other oil companies as well, and we got a very good team of oil companies. So by the time you are around 40, they start inquiring whether you want to, you know, pursue with your career or you want to join the mainstream, you know. So at one point of time, after playing for 25 years, I thought that I'm getting stagnated now. I am not going moving forward. And with a lot of new competition coming up, I thought, why not, you know, join the mainstream. So I opted for mainstream. And then I worked in the mainstream for around 10 to 12 years in Bharat Petroleum. And it was a very fruitful career. I enjoyed it also very well. And I used to work in a different department. It used to solve employee grievances. And so it was a nice different kind of work there. And then, but my passion is chess after all.
Correct.
Then after 10 years, I thought that why not give it again, go back to my passion and play chess. Not so, I mean, I don't expect any results nowadays, because it has gone to younger generation, and it will be a miracle if I achieve anything. But because the competition has increased so much and our players are doing so well that they are now at the world level, performing at world level. So it has, chess in India has really taken roots, and so I thought, let me just follow my passion and be associated with chess most of my most of time during my day, you know, instead of working. So that's why I took this decision, not per se as to, you know, give some result or anything, but I'm enjoying just game.
Fantastic. So, you know, when you look at the world of chess, and I don't know much, but I did Google it and read a little bit about it. Russia, Germany, Ukraine, and USA produce the most chess champions. What will it take to produce champions in India year after year? I mean, you know, we will always have one young girl who will, like you, who will suddenly become a star and be fantastic. But what happens to the pipeline?
Actually, we are doing much better now because if you are aware, we have learned one online chess Olympiad this time as a team. So it is a very major milestone in any sport, I believe, because team performance is very rare in Indian sport. Whatever the performances have come from, like badminton and all, it has come at individual level. So you can say that this is a very major milestone in Indian sport. That our team has won gold medal in online chess Olympiad this year. So we are already doing many things now because players are getting picked up at very young age. That is very important, getting sponsorship at young age. So they can go to Europe and they can travel and play in the strongest tournaments possible and match their wits with the best in the world at very young age. So they developed correctly and they've got very good coaching opportunities now. So it's very good and we're already doing very well. And apart from Vishwanathan Anand, I hope that we get someone else as also as world champion in shortly.
I sincerely hope so. But you know, tell me again, in a country, in a country like India, where education always takes precedence. You know, we always tell children, first study, get a job, then you do whatever you want to do, right? You know, and as you just mentioned, your parents were very forward-looking and gave you the opportunities. As you look at children today who want to play chess, do you see more and more parents encouraging children to take up chess as a sport?
Yes, of course, because they can also see the opportunities their kid has got. And fortunately, you can play chess right from very young age. So, till the by the time your studies take your toll, like on during 10th or 12th, you already know the choice you are going to make. Because you can keep your eyes open wisely and you can see your future because by that time. So if the kid is really doing well, their parents do support and they get sponsorship also. I mean, that is a main, a very major part. You know, monetary backing is a lot of plays a lot of important role in any sport. So if he gets he or she gets sponsorships, they are also open and they encourage and, you know, really nurture their kids.
Very nice. And is sponsorship now getting beyond government-owned public sector undertakings? Is the private sector also stepping in?
Yes, yes. Private sector sponsorship they're getting. So it is very good.
Very nice. So one more question for you before I move to some questions personally for you personally. This web series Queen's Gambit has taken the world by storm.
Yeah.
You know, when I look at the star of the movie and as I talk to you, you seem to have had a very similar journey. You know, tell me, what do such stories do for the game or the sport in the world?
First and foremost, I think it has made the game more popular and more reaching to common man. Because again, as I said, chess is different from many games in many respects. So here to really enjoy the game, you must know the basic principles of the basic moves of the game. Then only you can watch and enjoy and appreciate how the players have played. In cricket and football, it's very easy. You know, you can, even if you don't play, it's okay. You can enjoy and you can support the players and, you know, you can enjoy the game. But for chess, to enjoy the game, you must know the basic rules or basic moves of the game. Otherwise, you may not even know it is checkmate and the game is over.
Correct.
So, that is the main thing. So, reaching common man is very difficult for chess. And so this series has played a major role in that. And also as a chess player, as I appreciate, because they have taken a lot of pain to, you know,
research the
produce
game.
The, yeah, research the thing and produce the chess technical content in a very accurate way. That is very difficult. And they have really taken pain to do that. So as a chess player also, I enjoy the series. And it has become
fantastic.
It has made the game more popular. That is
fantastic.
What I can see.
Fantastic. So, I have time for two or three questions for you now personally.
Yeah, sure.
Anupma, for someone who has seen the pinnacle of success in the sport that you chose, who's now wanting to come back and give back to chess again, at your stage of life, what does success mean to Anupma?
For me, always success has been whatever your resources are, you put them to good use, best use, and produce the best. That is the success. Because for someone who is coming from a poor background will have definitely less resources. Someone coming from rich background will have definitely more resources. So they must put that to good use. Use your all resources and create a support team. Everything you have to do to be successful. So if you do that, I think you are successful.
Okay. And a follow-up question to that is for you, who, were doing so many things in chess, also working, coming back again to chess. Who or what inspires you?
In chess, technically, I am inspired by Bobby Fischer, who single-handedly fought the Soviet system and became world champion. Then I also admire Garry Kasparov for his fighting quality. And Vishwanathan Anand, because he showed that India can do become world champion.
Correct.
So in sports, so I these three chess players I admire a lot.
Okay.
And personal field, my mother is my inspiration, because even at this age she is doing so many things that for socially. For blind people and all, she's working a lot, doing socially very good. Wonderful. And she has been my inspiration throughout. Fantastic. As a person.
Fantastic. And my last question to you now, Anupma, thousands of people are going to watch all what you are saying now, and we'll keep watching it for several years. What would your advice be to a young individual who wants to start playing chess and making it their career?
Like, they have to work hard. Chess is such a game that they have to work hard. But don't forget enjoying the game at the same time. Because sometimes in the procedure, it becomes too tedious, you can say. And then you think like a machine, playing in front of your computer all the time.
Right.
So don't forget to enjoy the game at the same time, doing your hard work.
And they're not getting the success as early as you did in your first few games, what would you tell them?
Not to lose heart, because nowadays getting success is not easy. It's very, very difficult since the competition has come up like anything now. So they can fix a moment, and till that time they can work hard on their chess. And then they can decide about their career, whether to pursue study or not. Because nowadays children start at around 5 to 6 years to play chess.
Wow.
So they have got ample number of years to decide whether to go for serious studies or serious chess. So they have got ample time, so make most of it and decide, take your call accordingly.
Fantastic.
But chess is such a game that again you can enjoy it throughout your life. So you should not give up chess altogether. That's what I feel. Because even if you give up chess for studies, you can keep in touch. You can play games on internet and everything. You can follow chess. But don't give it up altogether.
Yeah.
Because again, in your olden years, you will find it is of great use to you. You will enjoy the game just by yourself, because you don't need nowadays even a physical partner to play chess.
Correct.
You can play it on the internet. So it has become very easy to enjoy chess nowadays.
Wonderful. Anupma, thank you so much. It's been such an honor.
From my side, I would like to add a few lines that I was very much helped by my parents, because they were anchor in my career. And my husband and my son were very, very supportive to me. And because of all these people, I'm what I am today.
Wonderful.
Thank you once again for giving chess players a chance.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's what a great way to end with gratitude to family. Fantastic. Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.